The Ice Swimming World Championships took place in Malveno in Italy last week. The competition attracted 850 swimmers from across the world, including an Irish team who took home 17 medals. We're joined now by the captain of the Irish team, Brian Dillon, who's in our Limerick studio. Good afternoon, Brian.
Good afternoon, Ray.
And Deirdre Cross, who won a gold and silver medal as well as breaking a world record in the 250-metre freestyle in the 80 to 85-year-old category. Hello, Deirdre.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
It's unfortunate, Deirdre, but to you know, tell people what you achieved, we have to tell them your age.
That's no problem. Yeah. I don't mind.
Well, congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brian, tell us about ice swimming and the Irish team.
So ice swimming is swimming in ice water that must be under 5 degrees Celsius.
Brr.
And the competitions are... They can be in a lake or a pool, but if they're in a lake, they have to be cut out of the ice, or the pool has to be formed somehow in the lake water.
Mm.
And the competition itself would go from 50-metre events all the way up to 1,000 metres, which is the marquee event of the competition.
Yeah.
And the Irish team, to answer your second question, the Irish team, I suppose... we always go, we always compete, we always participate, and this year 21 of us made it to the Ice World Championships. Some of us didn't go this year, we just couldn't go for certain reasons, maybe yeah. Some of the student age group or, you know, finances or studying, but 21 of us rocked up from all ages. We had amazing para-athletes at it. In fact, they won so much medals, we were joking that we would have to pay for an extra suitcase.
And Deirdre, how did you get into ice swimming?
Well, it was the lockdown, really, that started it for me, because the pools were closed and I love swimming anyway. So I decided we'd start going to the river in Castleconnell, and a few of us met up, and it kind of continued from there. So during lockdown, we went every single day. The weather didn't matter. Hail, rain, snow or shine.
Mm.
We were yeah. there and in the river. And I swim with a great bunch of people.
Yeah, there's lovely camaraderie about it, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. We're kind of like a little family, a swim family.
Now, as Brian outlined, you know exactly what you're getting into, because it has to be below a certain temperature, doesn't it?
It sure does, yeah.
And what are the rules around what you can wear?
Oh, you just wear an ordinary swimming togs, one hat and a pair of goggles, and that's it.
Right. So no booties or gloves?
No, nothing. Absolutely nothing. And this year was particularly cold.
I'm actually cold just thinking about it, Deirdre. Go on, it went from what, sorry?
0.6 to 1.9. So I think one of my swims was 1.3. So
the big thing, I think, and I've got into cold water a little bit, I'm not experienced at all, but it is your head. Your head gets quite, maybe that's because I've no hair, Deirdre, I don't know. But
you get brain freeze.
Yeah, you do, don't you? Do you ever get brain freeze?
Not so much anymore.
Yeah.
I did in the beginning, but not so much anymore. And but the thing is, you're in the zone. You kind of, it's kind of meditative, because
yeah.
you have to be present when you're swimming in the cold water, because it's an extreme sport, so you have to be extremely careful. I mean, if you go up the river to swim, you have to make sure you can get back safely.
And everybody that's around you as well.
Yeah,
you have to look out for them as well.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Now we've heard, but I never tire of hearing the benefits of it, because it's free to us all and it's out there.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Yes,
so
it is.
Tell us about the benefits to you.
Well, as I said, like, you're in the zone when you're swimming, because, I mean, you can't think of anything else, because you have to make sure that you're safe and everybody else is safe.
Mm.
And we're kind of getting in and screaming and roaring and doing all of that.
Is that allowed? You're allowed to scream and roar.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then you do whatever swim. Everybody has a different ability, and you'll do whatever you want to do. And then when we're finished, we're all getting dressed fairly quickly.
Yeah.
And then we've the banter and the chat and the coffee and whatever else afterwards. So it's really lovely.
Yeah, it's something to get up in the morning for, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I go every morning. Every morning I'm out there, 10:30, and we're in the water, and that's it.
And even last week when we had those -7 and -5s and...
That was actually, we welcomed that because up to that we hadn't had any cold water. The coldest we've swam in Ireland was 4.3.
Right.
So we actually welcomed that cold spell.
For training purposes.
Yes, yes.
So do you rock up to the river with your thermometer as well?
Yes. Usually there's 3 thermometers and they take the lowest or, you know, they average out to see what it is.
And Brian, you're always looking for new members of the Irish ice swimming team.
We always are. We're always growing. We're always bringing people into it. All our communities around Ireland, we have swimming clubs and pods and I would say anyone that wants to start, you're absolutely welcome. And don't start in haste. Make sure you join up with your community and learn your trade really and enjoy it, but always safety first. It's about risk management, but ultimately you do all that right and you have a great experience.
Yeah.
If you go there, the French, the Italians, a lot of the nations, they have a lot of younger swimmers, very competitive. I mean, Olympic style. We have a few, as I said. They had their studies this year, and
they couldn't travel.
They couldn't. But we're going to encourage that as well and focus on that as well. So
And make sure you're healthy enough to do it as well. I was thinking there, Deirdre. So you do it every day. So it means that you don't feel it getting cold. Do you know what I'm saying?
Indeed you do.
No, but like if you're doing it, you know, say you're doing it June, July, August, September.
You become acclimatized to it, but you do feel the cold. Yeah, there's no question of that. But it gets less and less the more you do it, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's something I wouldn't give it up now. I just really, really like it.
It's part of who you are. I'm just looking at you.
Yes, absolutely.
Deirdre Cross, women's 250-metre freestyle, age 80 to 84, gold, and women's 100-metre freestyle, age 80 to 84, silver. Congratulations, Deirdre.
It's mad, isn't it?
Well done. I hope you have that framed. And Brian, thanks so much for coming into our Limerick studio. We may talk to you again next year. Thanks, Brian.
Okay,
thanks,
thank
Deirdre.
Thank you very much.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Cormac is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.